of Mr. Neave started up. It was dark in his dressing room. The window shone pale. How long had he been asleep? He listened, and through the big, airy, darkened house there floated faraway voices, faraway sounds. Perhaps, he thought vaguely, he had been asleep for a long time. He'd been forgotten. What had all this to do with him, this house, and Charlotte, the girls, and Harold? What did he know about them? They were strangers to him. Life had passed him by. Charlotte was not his wife. His wife. A dark porch, half hidden by a passion vine that drooped sorrowful, mournful, as though it understood. Small, warm arms were round his neck. A face, little and pale, lifted to his, and a voice breathed, "Goodbye, my treasure." My treasure. Goodbye, my treasure. Which of them had spoken? Why had they said goodbye? There had been some terrible mistake. She was his wife, that little pale girl, and all the rest of his life had been a dream. Then the door opened, and young Charles, standing in the light, put his hand by his side and shouted like a young soldier, "Dinner is on the table, sir." "I'm coming, I'm coming," said old Mr. Neave.